Each week, librarian and author Nancy Pearl suggests a book or two for us. So far this year, Nancy's been bringing fiction writers to our attention, but she told Marcy Soman she's moving away from her fiction obsession.
Now I'm finding some really good nonfiction. So in the weeks to come, I'm going to talk about more nonfiction. But I did bring a wonderful, wonderful work of nonfiction in to talk about today. It's called American Reckoning, The Vietnam War and Our National Identity. It's by a professor of history at University of Massachusetts in Amherst. It's a history of the Vietnam War, but it's much more than that. It's a history of the Vietnam War in the context of examining the myth of American exceptionalism. And the author, Christian Appy, has written other books, at least one other book about Vietnam, and I think maybe two other books about Vietnam. I lived through the war in Vietnam. I have to say, I marched on Washington in protest of the war. So I thought I knew a lot. The two best books about the Vietnam War as it, contemporaneous books as it was happening, Neil Sheehan's A Bright Shining Lie and David Halberstam's The Best and the Brightest. But when I was reading American Reckoning, which really starts in the 1950s, which is when the United States was playing dirty tricks on Latin American countries, Nicaragua, Guatemala. The CIA under the Lodge brothers was just totally involved in destabilizing democratically elected governments. Also, remember that the French and the Vietnamese were locked in this sort of colonial battle. And what I didn't know, but I learned from here, and there was so much I learned from here that I either never knew or had forgotten, was that the Americans were paying well over 80% of the costs of France's costs in fighting the Vietnamese.
I had no idea.
Neither did I.
I have to say, this sounds fascinating, but when you started off telling me that Christian Appy was a history professor, my initial response was dry tome.
Yes, I know. That's so sad, because this is anything but a dry tome. This is really a book that draws on popular culture. It draws on the historical facts. It draws on everything from the Pentagon Papers to the novels written about Vietnam. All of those things. I mean, you can see the research that he's done, and yet it all rests very lightly on the prose. It's very hard to read this book and not, if you're of a particular political persuasion, which I am, and I think that's important to sort of announce when you're talking about a book like this. This is not a happy book. This does not show the country that we live in a particularly positive light. And because it starts in the 1950s and continues through the present, you can see the parallels in why we invaded Iraq on a total lie that there were weapons of mass destruction there, and the reason that we went into Vietnam, the totally false Gulf of Tonkin episode. What can you do?
For many of our listeners, this is ancient history. This happened 50, right. 60 years ago is where this book starts. Right. And so why should they read this?
Because this sets the present among the past, among the events of the past. When you have our leaders saying, when Abu Ghraib, when the pictures came out from Abu Ghraib, what people said was, President Bush, President Obama just said this recently, when something terrible happens, we say, they say, this is not our country. You know, this is not what our country really is. Well, after reading this book, it's very hard to look on the past 60 years as being one where the United States had this high moral tone and could honestly say, we do the right thing because it's moral.
People often wonder, like, why do I need to know history? And somebody had, there's a quote that used to be up in my high school history teacher's wall, those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it.
Right.
I think it was William Saroyan who said that. You're telling me that's what this book is.
Oh, totally. It's totally that way. And I think the problem with the way we teach that we don't learn history in the right way. You know, we teach it so that we come out of those classes generally. I know there are many exceptions, but coming out and saying, oh, history is so dry. This would be a dry tome. Well, it's anything but. And it's so important to understand that period from, let's say, Eisenhower on, why we're where we are now. No more Vietnams. That was the catchphrase. And here we are.
This sounds like the perfect book for a book group.
It is. It definitely is. You're going to talk a lot about the topic. It's going to excite emotions, elicit strong emotions. And I think it's an important book.
It's called American Reckoning by Christian Appy. Nancy Pearl, thank you so much for bringing it in.
You're welcome, Marcy.
And a timely book. April marks the 40th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. Next week, KUOW will bring you stories of resettled Vietnamese refugees here in the Pacific Northwest. Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Lust series, and she joins us each Tuesday with a book recommendation. She was speaking to Marcy Silman.